Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Hi, good morning, Ruth. This is Doug.
Good morning, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, I ran into something yesterday about digestion that I hadn't seen before. You probably know about it. So that's one of your primary subjects, but there's a book called Food Combining Made Easy.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of that book before?
I'm not familiar with it.
Let's see, what is it?
What did it basically say?
Well, there's a whole bunch of combinations that it doesn't like for you to put together.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it has to do with that. I picked up an article. I guess I could send it to you.
Well, that'd be great. I would be very interested.
Why don't I do that? That would be easier than trying to describe it to you. Because I haven't really thoroughly read it. But I saw that and I immediately thought about you and
what
you
talked about. Who wrote the book?
I think I got an article from the Wolf Clinic that kind of goes along the lines of this author that wrote this book in the 40s or something. And then it was revised sometime in the 80s. Herbert Shelton.
No, I'm not
was the author.
With him.
And then the Wolf Clinic, a link that actually uses references to Dr. Shelton and kind of gives maybe an updated or their summary of it. So it's about a 4-page document that I, in Word, I'll send it to you.
Oh, that would be great.
Later today.
Okay. I would like that. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. That was Doug and I talking. An article about food combining for digestion. I'm interested in seeing that.
Oh, good.
Who else is on the call? Your name and where you're calling from?
Monty from Olympia, Washington.
That's good. Good morning, Monty.
Morning.
and then this is Joan in Steilacoom, Washington.
Good morning, Joan. You sound bright and sparky today.
Well, I am. I had a wonderful night's sleep. I think I'm about, I finally got the sleep mask, and I think that it actually might make a difference in my sinuses. So, we'll see.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? I bet
on it. Yeah, so far. But, you know, sometimes it waxes and wanes, and so we'll just see if it wanes again or waxes again. I forget which is which.
Good morning. Good morning. Whoever has joined us, figure out what part of the subject or part of the sentence I'm saying my who's for.
I hope all my tomatoes did not freeze last night. It was super cold here.
Really?
32 right. It's 32 right now.
Holy cow!
I know.
What do you think about juice that comes? I don't have a juicer yet. I've been getting carrot juice from Costco, and it's so delicious. What do you think about that?
I missed that. Carrot juice from Costco and sodium what?
What do you think about that?
I would read the labels. They have to pasteurize it, and that means they have to bring it to a heat. And I realized, listen, I know what a pain juicing is, okay? It takes me preparation, doing it, and cleanup. It takes me 2 hours to do about a gallon and a half. And that's 2 hours of time. On the other hand, if you're one of those people that watches television, you can cut your stuff up while you're watching television, you know. And it's shorter. But I'm talking everything. Wash it up, and I unfortunately have to put some of it away, whereas if you have a counter, you know, that you can leave it out on, that's the way to do it. Anyway, I recommend.
Well, I knew for sure that, you know, we know that trash juicing is better, that there's got to be something that I don't do. Anyway,
right.
I better hand the time over to Monty because this is not my day. This is Monty's day. So good morning, everybody, and here's Monty, and he'll have very interesting things to tell us.
Good morning. Good morning. Have a great day. Glad to be here with each and every one of you. This is Friday. Of course, we're here always for good health, and our mission, of course, is to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. And I really love that goal because I really think it's something we're all looking for, is to better understand health and figure out other ways that we can help benefit ourselves and other people. One of the things you'll notice that down here, for those of you that are on the WebEx, I put in a link to the calls, and it's a shortcut, so you don't have to. You can directly go to that link. So I guess any time call, if you can click on that link down there, I think you can click on it, and then go to that and make it a favorite. You can actually come up and find all the calls. And the reason putting up that up there is because on Tuesday, let me get into this. I'll just review real quickly, and I'm going to shorten this down a little bit today. On Monday, of course, Mary Lou always comes on and talks about back to basics, our 10 points, and why important that is. And I feel that is a very important subject, and it's kind of like Vince Lombardi used to say, for those of you that understand football, that every day he would start out with his students that a football is a football. Well, that's kind of the way I really appreciate Monday, that it's back to basics day, and we just need to really understand what the basics are of this program and why it's so important to do it. Talked about juicing. They got involved into that, which we even talked about a little bit this morning. She also talked about avoiding GM products such as corn, soy, canola oil, and cottonseed. And we know that that's very, very important. Tuesday, Karen came on, and that's the reason I put this link up there on the WebEx down in the chat section, was because on Terrific Tuesdays is because that Donna came on and talked about some terrific ingredients that are in our particular products, and I know I think a lot of people said they'd like to get more information on it or would like to rehear it again. Well, that link will take you to it, and if you do, then you go scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page, and it says Karen and Donna, and that's the one you click on, and you can re-listen to all the great information that she had in regards to some of the Nikin products. Karen also reported on last week's results that she had, Donna, and so we got a lot of good information there. On Wednesday, Karen filled in for Ruth, so one of the things that Karen did was bring us all into the conversation and talk about certain things and certain ideas that we've learned on this program that are helpful and beneficial to us. And Karen mentioned the coconut oil. Doug talked about the benefits that he's having with coconut oil in regards to a situation. Most of it was about the coconut oil. Mary Lou talked about how the nutritional are so important to her and her body. And then go to that link if you want to and really get brought up to date in regards to that call. You can just re-listen and bring that information. You can click on that link if you want to anytime during the call and then go to, that'll bring you up there, then click. If you all know how to make your favorites, just on the upper right-hand corner, there should be a star. Just go ahead and click on that, and it says favorites. So that way, anytime during the week or whatever you want to re-listen to call. It's a shortcut to get into where the particular calls are. On Thursday, Nancy Gilmer from Texas came on the program. She talked to us about how food affects the body. The broccoli, we talked about broccoli. We talked about some main ingredients in those particular types of foods and why they're beneficial. One of the good things about broccoli is it helps lower the blood pressure. It's good for the kidneys, helps cell function, helps insulin levels. She also mentioned that from 1970 to 2005, that the diabetes in the United States has just gone crazy. Joan talked about what happened to her body after basically cutting out sugar. So that's kind of where last week was. So I'll go ahead and start off with, anybody have any questions or comments? Something that you heard last week that was a whole nugget for you. Well, today I'm going to discuss, it seemed like everybody thought that coconut oil was good, and I guess I'm going to carry on that subject.
Okay, there's somebody, getting dressed while they're listening to this, because I'm hearing a bunch of noise and it's breaking you up, Monty.
Yeah, if you're moving around, just star six.
Quit it.
That'll delete you, and if you want to come, not delete you, it'll just mute you, and then if you want to come back, just go ahead and star six. Okay? So one of the, for those of you that have the book called Stop Alzheimer's Now, I'm going to be taking a few nuggets from the chapter 15, which is called the ultimate brain food, and we discussed that. And when I get into this a little bit further, I'll really talk to you why. And I guess I'll tell you right now, the reason is that we've had something amazing happen this week on the call, or should it happen on September 28th, and that was the birth of a new child into this wonderful world that we have, and it's going to get better. And I just really feel that we need to really understand a little bit about us and how our brains are so important to the function of our bodies. If our brains don't function properly and it sends out bad signals, then we're going to have bad results. So, and understanding how that certain medium-chain fatty acids and the MCT, which is medium-chain triglycerides, which are basically pretty much the same thing. But it talks about coconut oil and the ultimate brain food. If any food could be labeled as brain food, it would have to be coconut oil. The MCTs in coconut oil are converted into ketones. And when I read from certain authors or whatever, I try not to read the exact, carry it all the way through. I just pick out certain nuggets and certain paragraphs. It goes on to say that ketones reduce the brain's need for oxygen. Now, when I heard that, I thought, a newborn baby's born, and one of the first things that it does is it breathes. And why does it breathe? Because it needs to get the oxygen. It's not in its mother's womb no more, where it is protected. But, and I think about that, and then I think the young people that are born, how oxygen is so important. Of course, if they don't get it, they're not here with us too long. And the other thing I thought about was for those of us that are getting up there in years and ages, one of the other things that we worry about is that I call it the blockage of the arteries, or our arteries, our doctor usually checks our arteries to see that they're pumping and they're not being all jammed up with plaque and everything else. But when I heard that, that kind of made real good sense to me, is that ketones reduce the brain's need for oxygen, protecting it from injury caused by physical trauma or lack of blood oxygen supply due to stroke, asphyxiation, and other causes. And that's why I thought about how, that if it does that, then I guess it's pretty doggone good, and it's something that I need to be concerned about because I'm getting younger every day. Anyhow, insulin resistance is the primary characteristic of type 2 diseases and is believed to be an underlying problem of Alzheimer's disease. It also increases the risk of Parkinson's disease and various forms of dementia. And I have a friend that I've been learning a lot about who has Parkinson's, and I have not yet approached him about it because I wanted to get as much information I possibly could, but because of this call, I'm going to share this particular items with him and see if he's tried this before, this medium-chain fatty acids or triglycerides, and see if it could possibly be beneficial to him. Alzheimer's patients experience marked cognitive improvement. Basically, the studies have shown that when insulin is delivered directly to the brain, good things can happen. The coconut oil is proving to be useful in the treatment of insulin resistance and associated conditions by improving insulin secretion and insulin sensitivity. And Joan talked about that the other day, with how when the brain, if it doesn't receive the insulin the way that it needs to do, and it doesn't force its way into the cell, or I should say the cell doesn't open up its mouth like Joan talked about, and that insulin to get in there, that then we create, our brain has a problem. When added to foods, coconut oil slow down the digestion of carbohydrates. And that's one of the reasons somebody asked me when I told him, not on this call, but other, well, doesn't coconut oil spike your insulin in your body? And I said, no, it really doesn't. I don't find any effect at all of it spiking. Matter of fact, I find a little bit effect of it actually lowering it. And then I guess that's the reason, is because of the carbohydrates that I eat, or we eat, and if we're taking coconut oil, it actually slows down the digestion of those carbohydrates, allowing the glucose to be released into the bloodstream at a steady and also an even pace, and moderating blood sugar levels. And I thought that was very important. They're actually, medium-chain fatty acids are absolutely essential for the growth and development of the fetal and newborn brain. And when I read that, I thought, well, man, you know, you're not going to run around and feed the stuff coconut oil that I would think down a newborn baby or whatever. But then understanding that why it's so important in the fetal, when the baby is still in the fetal position and so forth and so on, I'm not using the right terminology there. But what from researchers have been discovering in recent years, there are also a greater value in maintaining healthy brain function and protecting against neurodegenerative diseases. Now, one of the natural effects that coconut oil has is that they basically is defense against infections. Doug talked about that the other day, that how he was using, I believe, goat's milk and coconut oil in a solution that he puts on his feet, and that he was getting some tremendous results from a fungus, I believe it was, infection within his toenails. But let me go on. It says, in the womb, unborn infants rely on ketones as an important source of energy and as an essential source of raw materials for the building of brain tissue. After birth, ketones are still necessary for a period of time to satisfy those same needs. Infants get their nourishment from mother's milk. And I always had, when I was reading on medium-chain fatty acids, whatever, I realized that through the research and stuff that I've read, that they aren't created within the body. In other words, the body doesn't create it. They have to get it from food or from some other source, particularly in the fatty acids. But while ketones are supplied in the milk, their precursors, PTs, are. And milk, in other words, mother's milk is the only way in mother's milk is where the medium-chain fatty acids get to the child's brain in order to help it grow and do the things that it needs to do. The fact that medium-chain fatty acids can enter the brain is very important, particularly for those with neurodegenerative diseases. Besides supplying energy and building blocks, the ketones, medium-chain fatty acids do something ketones cannot do. Medium-chain fatty acids can protect the brain from infection. And these unique fatty acids possess powerful antimicrobial properties capable of killing disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and fungi. And, of course, Doug can definitely talk to us about that. This apparently is another reason why nature puts medium-chain triglycerides in mother's milk. And medium-chain fatty acids in mother's milk serves as the infant's primary defense against infection for the first few months of its life, while the immune system is still developing. And, you know, and I stop and think of the miracles that this body does and how it does the things that it does, and understanding that medium-chain fatty acids are so important to it, but the only individual that produces medium-chain fatty acids to transport to its newborn, to its infant that it is put in charge of raising, is through mother's lactating mother's milk. And I thought that was amazing. And other than breast milk, of course, there are very few good dietary sources of medium-chain triglycerides. Of course, the natural and source of medium-chain fatty acids, and the most is coconut oil. One of the other things that has medium-chain fatty acids in it, and that is goat's milk. About 15% of goat's milk basically has it also in it. Medium-chain fatty acids derived from coconut oil have been studied extensively as potential antimicrobial agents that can be used in foods, cosmetics, and drugs. They've also found that studies of medium-chain fatty acids have helped with things like gastric ulcers, sinus infections, bladder infections, gum diseases and cavities, pneumonia, gonorrhea, and many other illnesses. They kill fungi and yeast that cause ringworm, athlete's foot, and candidiasis. They kill viruses that cause influenza. So guess what? I really kind of, when I read that, I thought, boy, that's, I'm just giving myself, as I put these medium-chain fatty acids into my body, I'm giving myself a flu shot every day and helping myself that if something comes down the road that it's going to, basically, that doesn't mean I'm not going to get influenza, but it's going to make it a lot easier. But it also kills the measles, the herpes, the mononucleosis, and hepatitis C. They are so potent that they even kill HIV, the AIDS virus. And when I heard that, when I read this book, whenever I got it, I went into Dr. Fife's website, the Coconut Research one, and I found a tape there that he had produced. I don't have it right here in front of me, but it talks about the new 21st century food that is going to be beneficial to all of us. And I was listening to it. It's about an hour long, a CD. And I was listening to it, and he came on, and he said, any of you know Magic Johnson, or know who Magic Johnson is? He was a basketball player for the Los Angeles Lakers. And then he came down with AIDS many years ago, and he
yes.
played basketball.
Yeah, I know him.
Well, they asked Magic Johnson, what was the one thing that has helped you with your AIDS situation? And he uttered the word coconut. And when Dr. Fife has said that on this particular tape, I realized watching him and his process is how he had it. And, of course, everybody thought he was going to be gone. And they found out, though, that coconut oil, in along with normal AIDS treatment, that the coconut oil is bringing a lot of people back from the AIDS situation and having their bodies get better. It says, because the published studies have shown MCAs to be effective in killing the AIDS, many HIV-infected individuals have added coconut in one form or another to their treatment programs with success. And then it goes on to talk about a gentleman that had AIDS, and it was just real bad. I mean, he had oozing lesions all over his body. He was losing weight and everything else. And when he started using the coconut oil, his lesions all, and the doctor even told him to take it and just rub it all over your lesions. Just rub it all over, wherever you have a lesion, just rub it on those lesions. And of course the lesions cleared up and he has now gained his weight back and is still with us today. Although many medium chain fatty acids are deadly to many disease causing microorganisms, they are completely harmful to us. And usually you take something and you think it kills all these particular things, and what's it really going to do to the body? They are so safe that nature puts them into mother's milk to nourish newborn infants. And I guess that was another validation for me in regards to, you know, what I'm particularly doing with coconut oil and ingesting it into my body. And when I realized that our mother's milk basically it's nourished with a medium change of fatty acids to help, I realized that that I felt very comfortable that what I was doing was safe. But as safe and effective as they are, medium-chain fatty acids do not kill all microorganisms. And I want to make that statement. Medium-chain fatty acids do not kill all microorganisms. Consequently, some disease-causing organisms are unaffected. One of them is the rhinovirus, and that is which causes the common cold, and hepatitis A viruses are two such organisms. The fact that medium-chain fatty acids do not kill all microorganisms is actually a good thing for us. And the main reason is because our digestive tract is filled with many helpful organisms that aid in digestion and nutrient absorption. Medium-chain fatty acids do not kill those friendly gut bacteria. They kill the bad guys but leave the good guys alone. Well, man, that really got me excited because, you know, we've talked on this program, too, about probiotics and how that they're very, very beneficial to our bodies and get in there and do good things for us. About 85% of the fatty acids in coconut oil exhibit antimicrobial activity. The most important germ-fighting fatty acids in coconut oil are lauric acid possibly, myristic acid, caprylic acid, and capric acid, which are all saturated fats, and all except my stearic acid are medium-chain fatty acids. And one of the things that I'll talk about later is those different acids. But while each of these fatty acids demonstrates antimicrobial properties, lauric acid, that's lauric acid, are very, very heavy in coconut oil. Matter of fact, about 50% of when you put coconut oil in your mouth, approximately about 50%, 49 to 50% of it is lauric acid, is lauric acids, which each of these demonstrate antimicrobial activities. It also, most abundant fatty acids in coconut oil, including about 50% of the oil, I said that. Each of these fatty acids, however, exert a different effect on various microorganisms. For example, one of the many effective at killing Camelidia, I think, pneumonia, but a less effective against herpes. But the key about the acids that are in it, in the coconut oil, is that they basically work in synergistic to provide the widest and strongest germ-killing effect. And I thought that was kind of very important to talk about today in regards to the brain. And then I'll jump to another book real quick about from Dr. Mary Newport, which we know. And she goes in here and she says that medium-chain fatty acids can cross the blood-brain barrier, but not made in the body in the form that can be released into circulation to fuel the brain. And the only exception is to this is that the lactating mother, which we've talked about, can manufacture medium-chain fatty acids in the breast that becomes part of the milk for the baby. And we all know that basically what she does, she's a neonatology. In other words, she works with preborn babies. Okay, and I thought that was very important, you know. And Whitney has had her new baby, and I guess I just get excited to know that. Because of our research in coconut oil and what it can do for our bodies, that basically that baby, because the natural effect, the natural way that the body creates medium-chain fatty acids to put in that child's digestive system, which in turn helps with the brain function. And normally, and I also read somewhere it states that the newborn baby uses ketones for as much as 25% of the energy required during the first days of life. Most new mothers learn quickly that there is not much breast milk available during the first days after the baby is born. Human babies are quite fat relative to other, and ketones help them get through this period until their mother's milk is more available. So, I guess what I just want to say is that the way that our body reacts and the way it protects itself, and particularly our young, when I read that, like I said, about oxygen, how it increases the oxygen flow to our bodies, and we always, everybody seems to always want to talk about how bad our veins are all plugged up with plaque or whatever, what percentage, and I have an aunt that just had a stroke here a little while back, one of the things they found that 80% of her veins in her neck, that they were 80% plugged. So, of course, I look at that and I think, boy, the things that I've learned on this call and everything else, that's so important in regards to it. But when the coconut oil that I get from, and I get mine from Vitacost, it basically, on the supplemental facts, it shows all the acids that are basically in the coconut oil, and it's there's anything like, I'll just go down the list if you don't mind. Caprylic acid is 5.9%. Capric acid is 5.7. Lauric acid, and this one is 49.0%. And the mystic acid is 19.6. And it has palmitic acid in it. It has stearic acid in it. Oleic acid in it, and linoleic acid, and those are all less than 5%. Linoleic acid. So we're getting the great fatty acids that our bodies need to function properly and to do the things they need to do. And I guess I just feel that that's so important. in regards to yet better understanding coconut oil and why it is something that is important to us, and for those of us that really engage in it in this, in our bodies and whatever, and how beneficial it is. And that's, again, more validation in regards to it. But I just think of Whitney and her newborn baby and how she's actually, because of being a lactating mother, that how she's basically benefiting her child. And through nothing more than medium, through medium-chain fatty acids that we know that we need. Also, the other thing I found out is that if you go look any Enfamil, I'll use Enfamil as an example and for a substitute for milk, is that you'll always find either coconut oil or palm oil. They've also found that when they aged people go into the hospital, that in their IVs they usually incorporate coconut oil in those IVs, again, because of the antimicrobial benefit of it. And usually one of the worst things for the people, I guess anybody that goes into hospital, and of course that is infections that are very, very bad and coming up. Does anybody have any comment you'd like to make?
I have three questions. The book Stop Alzheimer's Now is by who?
Dr. Bruce Fife.
Okay, that's Fife. And the name of Mary Newport's book is?
Alzheimer's disease, what if there was a cure?
Okay, and then the name of the brand of coconut oil you get from Vitacost is?
Vitacost.
It just says Vitacost coconut oil?
Yeah, one of the things I think I've really realized is in going through all the years on this call, and I guess being more alert, is one of the things I always try to like to do is look on it and see who is it distributed by. And one of the things I've found that in a lot of particular products that we utilize, that they are manufactured for distribution by such and such company.
Yeah.
So one of the things I've realized, and I think I found this, I think there was a gentleman, Siaga first came out, he came and talked to us at one of the expos, and he stated that he was one of the major, and I guess there was only one or two people that actually produced these type of drinks, and that his company did it, but they used different basic formulas for each particular thing item that they put in their juices. And that's one of the things that he talked about Siaga, was that how our formula for Siaga was, he felt, one of the best ones that are, of course, on the market. So when I look at coconut oil, I find out that this Vitacost, let me see where it says. I can't really find it here right now. Oh, it's always when I look for something, I can't find it. But it says, let me see, it's Certivex, distributed for made by somebody else, but Vitacost puts their name on it. Well, I think that's what happens to a lot of coconut oil products, is they're made by a few companies, but
okay.
They just...
The point being, Monty, when I go on the Vitacost website, whatever coconut oil they sell is the one you buy. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Vitacost is the brand name, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And the reason I buy this one is it comes in only 54 ounces, and it's almost as cheap as the stuff I can get from Trader Joe's, and it also comes in a nice small 54-ounce container, which, man, I can just put right on the shelf of the kitchen, and, to me it's the best size for me to utilize.
Right. I did learn in researching vitamins that there are actually four manufacturers of vitamins, even though, you know, like vitamin C, everybody gets them from one of four sources, and they come in three grades, and that's, you know, good, you know, pretty good, and not so good. And anyway, so I know what you mean by there are only a few manufacturers of basic things. They just get distributed and fiddled around with and diluted.
If I buy Vitacost or I buy another maker is Traditional Traditions, and another one is, of course, the one you get from Costco and whatever, but I pretty much feel that most of them all come from the same source pretty well much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any comments or questions?
Monty, this is Mary Lou. One thing that I had never ever heard about before, but I have recently been hearing about, I had two friends that have had this H. pylori bacteria. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of that.
Yeah.
But I noticed that in this, in the book, here that we're reading, Stop Alzheimer's Now, that it said, it names all these different organisms that are associated with neurodegeneration, and that H. pylori bacteria is one of them, and they're all killed by those medium-chain fatty acids. So,
right, and that's the bacteria that most people get acid reflux. They think they've got acid reflux, and what in fact is they have that bacteria infection, and it's so much easier to kill and deal with.
Well, you know, we can find a product that really takes care of certain infections and bacteria and viruses and stuff like that. I mean, that's pretty powerful. Of course, you know, a lot of the vitamins and minerals that we take basically pretty much do the same thing. It gives our body the opportunity to fight, bring our immunity system up, so in turn our body, which is a miracle machine, in my opinion, can really fight a lot of those types of situations.
And I like the secondary effect. When your body does not have to, your immune system doesn't have to organize itself against a variety of viruses, funguses, bacteria, it can use its effort to direct it toward more chronic, you know, conditions, and so you get double for, you know, two for one.
Yep. That's the exciting thing about it. Anybody else have any comment or suggestions you'd like to make? Go ahead, Kathleen.
I just was found out that my 9-year-old grandchild is having some allergies and some kind of breathing problems, and he went to a very conservative doctor, and he said to the mother, "I'm very conservative, but I really think those tonsils need to come out." So they have an appointment in 4 weeks, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. So he loves the great green chimes, and he begs for them when he's at my house, and he likes the green smoothies. What else would you do? Put the little minis on each side upon these tonsils, and I mean, just for an immediate.
You just switch over. He should start eating it. Okay, it isn't bad. You put it in your mouth, and once you do it one time, it doesn't taste bad. He should start consuming it. And while it's in his mouth, it's coating the tissues of the mouth, go straight into the bloodstream. So, you know, that's going to be of help. You've got 4 weeks for his tonsillitis to go away. And
yeah,
4 weeks is enough time.
But I didn't hear of what you said he should start consuming.
Coconut oil.
Okay.
Did you hear this call?
I heard part of the call.
Right.
I've used coconut oil forever, so I'm a big fan of it, but I didn't
and median chain fatty acids. They're massive viral, bacterial, fungal killers.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the one that's on it. Kathleen is the one that started me on it, so.
click on the link and listen to this call. Because there's tremendous information that you could get from it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Kathleen, I think if you could somehow figure out how to get him taking a little bit of coconut oil. Now, of course, he's not going to take no 6 or 8 tablespoons a day, but just a little bit to start him out on and everything else. I just think it would help. That would be beneficial. Were you talking more in the field of magnetics?
I'm just thinking anything.
Well, I think, the our Power Mag is something that could possibly be beneficial to him. Anything
mm-hmm.
we can get
and his brother has one in the closet.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Power patches would be good.
Yeah, because you can direct it directly to where the tonsil is located on the outside of the throat. You know, should be able to get to that.
Yeah, I'm sure you understand what the tonsils do and why you want them. The tonsils do exactly what they're doing right now in your son's body. Okay,
uh-huh.
They collect up the doobads. Okay, and when you don't have your tonsils, you don't have, it's like not having lymph nodes.
That's why I still have mine. They were terrible. My dad says, no, we won't take those out. And I'm glad.
Yes.
Well, if the doctor said he had some kind of an infection or bacteria or whatever, then I would suggest maybe possibly giving him a little bit of coconut oil. You can do that through drinks. You can do that through, you know, a lot of people just take it and put it right, those that drink coffee, just take it and put it right in their coffee and stir it up in their coffee and drink it that way.
Yeah, a total change, as in, do you fry anything? Does his mother fry anything? Coconut oil only, okay? Mashed potatoes, feed him potatoes, and put a tablespoon of coconut oil and some finishing salt, some salt on the potatoes, okay? Bread, no butter. Coconut oil. Honestly, try it yourself. It's quite good.
Oh, I do. I replace butter with it.
Yeah, Kathleen uses the coconut oil most things she does.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to get or not, but...
You know, I'm pretty aggressive, you know, maybe, you know, might want to tone what I say down a little bit, but I mean, Monty says give him a little bit of coconut oil. You've got 4 weeks to knock this out.
And it can be done if we can. He's very eager to do these kinds of things, so that he will be an easy touch if his mother.
Right, and you know, call him on the phone. You've got 4 weeks. You could get the Stop Alzheimer's Now book and look at chapter 15. You could Xerox it. You've got 4 weeks.
Huh? Okay. That's my big focus this morning.
You can make protein, Mary Lou's protein candy. We used to make protein candy out of other things, but now we use coconut oil in the protein candy.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, and what about those ice cube tray the other day that Mary, the ice cube, it was chocolate chips and coconut oil, and put them in an ice cube tray, and it's that fella's, I forget his name, Mary Newport's husband's. It's his favorite candy.
Right, and each one has a tablespoon full of it, so he could have three a day.
Uh-huh.
Each one has a tablespoon, and I wrote it down. I think it's 16 ounces of both of them. And is it just the, let's see, 1 cup of coconut oil and 1 cup of chocolate chips. She calls it coconut fudge. Melted ice cube tray, 16 cubes equals 1 tablespoon of coconut oil each.
How interesting.
So, where'd you guys get this? It was not the bed when I was gone.
On Friday, this September 28th, on a call, whoever was that, it must have been, what's his name?
Monty.
Monty. Or whatever.
What?
It's from Mary Newport's book, right, Monty?
Yes, it's on page 362, called the Coconut Fudge. She has some other good recipes in there, too, for certain things like cakes and coconut macaroons, which Mary Lou, you've talked about.
Yeah, you're making me buy books. I don't want to buy books anymore. Gosh.
Get an iPad. Buy an iPad book.
Yeah.
She even got a nice peanut butter smoothie in there made with coconut oil.
You could easily get 3 tablespoons a day into him. You should try to get it as... Because, I mean, why do it a little bit and then have it not work?
Oh, yes.
Do as much as you can, and if it doesn't work then it didn't work.
Well, I can't see any reason why it couldn't work. I mean, I just, unless they just didn't do it, it works.
Yep. Anybody else have any comments or suggestions or questions?
No.
I have a question.
Go, and you are?
I am Mary Ellen Gill.
Hi, Mary Ellen. Go ahead, dear.
Yeah, I just had a question. So you can take the coconut oil and mix it with just about anything, like dressings for salads, or do people just like dribble it over salads?
The only thing you've got to watch about salads is that, remember, at 76 degrees, it turns into a liquid. Anything less than that, it solidifies. So when I put it in my salad one day, not realizing cold lettuce and, you know, cold tomatoes and everything was cold, that when I finally got to the bottom of the bowl, there it was in chunky white little balls, the bottom of the bowl. So I guess it could be utilized, but just basically pretty much anything. you know, you can put it, you know, when I make scramble my eggs in the morning, I put it in around my scrambled eggs and stir them up and scramble my eggs, and that's how I get my 2 tablespoons in the morning. You know, in the afternoon, sometimes if I'm going to have something and I don't have anything I can put it on, as an example, I just go ahead and take a tablespoon of it, put it in my mouth, and eat it. It's just like eating coconut. You know, it's a little more, of course, a little more oilier, whatever, but it, eventually I just chew it, and it melts, and I swallow it. And
it can so it does better in warmer foods.
You know, like I even take, like, if I have my green beans at night, I'll take a tablespoon of coconut oil and just put it on top of my green beans and mix my green beans around, and eventually it melts, turns into a liquid, and now every time I have a spoonful of green beans, I get my coconut oil right along with my green beans. So if I eat all my green beans in my bowl, I've absorbed all my coconut oil.
I like the egg idea.
Good, and I learned to eat the hot quinoa flake cereal. It's kind of an instant, which I avoid, but when I was breaking into a lot of different things, I made that cereal, and then I could not use milk or sugar, so I put a tablespoon or so of coconut oil on it, and then some blueberries.
Great.
And it just melts right into it.
And just stir it up and just eat it like you would putting sugar on it. You do it exactly the same way. Stir it up, put a coconut oil on it, stir it up, and eventually it's in every spoonful you take. And they get it ingested that way. Well, folks.
Monty, I would like to thank you for all the things for me to share with Whitney. I really appreciated that.
Well, you know, I try to look at kind of what's gone on during the week with certain people. Doug had his deal with the fungus on his feet. Whitney, the baby was being born, and really the miracle that Whitney is doing for her child I don't know that she's breastfeeding. I'm just saying that what our miraculous body does and how the things that our body puts into the child in order to have that brain function the way that it needs to do, bringing oxygen to it and the other things that it needs and helping it grow, that, you know, those are just powerful things for me. And then it just invalidates why I need it to be taking coconut oil.
Well, thank you much.
Thank you. Sorry it's so late, folks. My gosh, it's 1:15. Just everybody have a great weekend. Go out and have a good time. Also, I guess I'll see you, and we'll talk to each other again on a new day. The sun will rise this coming Monday, and we could all have a great day and a great life. Talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Great call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.